Hello, my name is Peter Rutfold and welcome to this video tutorial for Fosswire.com. In today's tutorial I'm going to show you how to use a program called RSSH to create a user on your system that can be only used for file transfer with SFTP or SCP. Now, if you are familiar with how FTP servers work, when you set up an FTP server you can have a separate list of users just for the FTP server that are separate from the list of users that can log into the system, and that's how you can manage making sure people can't log in and issue commands to your system. But when you're using SFTP with SSH underneath that, it doesn't work the same way, and you generally speaking need an actual login user in order for the user to be able to log in via SFTP. So RSSH is a program which will solve this problem by not allowing a user to log in interactively, but it does allow the user to transfer files with SFTP, so you get the benefits of security but without letting people that you perhaps don't trust running commands on your server. So let's get started and install the RSSH program. Now, RSSH works by set RSSH as the user's shell instead of bash, for example. RSSH then runs when the user tries to log in over SSH, and it prevents the user from doing anything other than what you specify. And in this case we're going to specify SFTP and SCP file transfer only. So let's go ahead and install the application. Here on Fedora 10, I know that this application is in the software repositories, so I can use the software management tool yum to install the program. So I'll just say yum install RSSH. On another distribution, you want to check your software manager, just search for RSSH, and if it's not there, then you'll have to find some other way to install it. So I'll just say yes to this download, and it's going to download and install the software package. Right, so RSSH is now installed into my system. So the first thing I'm going to do now is I'm going to edit the RSSH configuration file and say allow SFTP, allow SCP, but don't allow anything else. So I'm just going to open that in the Gedit text editor. You can of course use any editor you want. And the file we need is /etc/rssh.conf, and I'll press enter to launch the editor here. So this is the default RSSH config file, as it says here, and there's quite a lot of advanced things you can do with this system, but all I really care about for the moment is to allow SCP, allow SFTP, but nothing else. So I've set these two options by uncommenting them, removing the hash from the start of the line, and I can just save this configuration file and quit. Now notice at this point that we don't have to restart any background daemons, because RSSH doesn't run as a daemon, it runs as the user's shell, so there's no programs we have to restart to apply that change to the configuration file. Right, so we've set our configuration file for RSSH, but now we need a user that's actually going to do the file transfer. So we're going to create a new user which we're going to restrict with RSSH. Now I'm going to use the command line to add this user, because that's the most universal way of doing things and work on any distro, so you can follow this regardless of which desktop environment you're in, for example. But equally, you could use a graphical program to create this user. The important point here is we need to set the user's shell to be /usr/bin/rssh. So here in the command line I just say user add -s for shell, and then I'll give that path, and I'm going to call this user test. I'll just say enter, and that error there is because I've done this to test before, but you shouldn't get that. And I'm also going to want to set a password for test, so I'll go ahead and set a password, and test now has a password, so that's good. And now we are ready to test the test user and see if we can SSH in. Now, if you haven't already set up SSH in your services to be running, you want to go ahead and do that. Here on Fedora 10, I can go to System Administration Services and just turn on SSHD here, or you can do it from the command line, but I've already done that, so SSH should be running on the local machine. So if I, obviously I've done some tests here already, I'll just clear those out, and I try an SSH into my local machine here as test. I'll just yes to this. I'll be asked for the password, and that's an interesting error. Okay, let me just see what's going on there. Okay, for some reason, Fedora has installed the RSSH binary, but hasn't given everyone execute permissions. So I'm just going to fix that. That's an interesting error. I didn't think I would run into that. So what I'm going to do is just change the mode of that file to add execute permissions for all users. I'll need read as well for all users. Hopefully your distro should be a little more clever about this, and now you see there's Rx. So we shouldn't get this error, because that isn't the error we're wanting. So I'll just clear out and run the SSH in again. Give the password again. And as you can see, now we log in, RSSH tells us this account is restricted, you're allowed to do this, and that's good. We are unable to SSH in this test and issue commands to the server, because as you can see, it drops the connection out when this is finished. So, RSSH is working in the sense that it's locking us out and preventing us from running commands. But we now need to test, can we actually log in via SFTP? So I'll just clear the screen again. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to log in via SFTP, and we'll see if we can browse the file system using SFTP. You could as well use a graphical client for this if you prefer. And you'd probably normally be doing this on a separate system from this machine, but because I'm running the video capture here, I'm doing it on the local system. So I'll just SFTP test at localhost, say enter, give the password, and as you can see, if I just ls here, where are we? Right, we're in test's home directory, which is empty, which is why nothing's in here. If I just go up to the top level and ls, you can see I'm logged in via SFTP, and I can browse through the file system here, and I can download and upload files. So we know that SFTP is working, but logging in and issuing commands over SSH isn't. So RSSH has done that job for us now. I can just exit out of here because I'm done. So RSSH. At a very basic level, we've now got RSSH working. This new test user, we can now go away, set a better password for that, and give those credentials to someone else that we trust. They can upload files to this machine. They can download files that are publicly available on this machine. But they can't log in and run commands in your system. So RSSH has done that job. What we effectively now have is a similar sort of thing that you would have with an FTP server, except obviously we got all the benefits of running SFTP, so it's all encrypted and everything's great. So that's a very, very basic tutorial on how to get RSSH running to lock down a single user. It's not absolutely perfect security yet, though. There's still an issue in the fact that any files that have public read permissions on this machine can be read by this test user. So they could go in and they could find out all sorts of things about this system's configuration. A great solution to this problem would be to set up a Trout jail, but I'm not going to do that in this tutorial, perhaps in a future one. But it's worth mentioning at this point that this still shouldn't be giving these login accounts to people that you don't completely trust, because there still could be things in your system that they could get access to. So just be aware of that. But we have set up our SSH, and we have set up a user that can't log in and issue commands. So that's it for this tutorial. I hope you enjoyed this. You'll find more information about RSSH and all the links at the appropriate post on foswire.com. That's FOSSWIRE. My name is Peter Rutfeldt, and I'll see you next time on a Foswire video post.